With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Trade talks with the European Union have produced an agreement between the U.S. and the EU. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the month-long negotiations were tough, but in the end, it was well worth it.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. It will bring stability. It will bring predictability. That's very important for our businesses on both sides of the Atlantic.
President Trump says the Europeans have agreed to buy from and invest in the U.S.
They're going to purchase $750 billion worth of energy. So that's going to be great. And $600 billion worth of investments into the United States over and above what they have.
And a 15% tariff will be levied on most imported European goods. The president says the EU will also be purchasing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of American military hardware. Terrorism and other charges pending against a man accused in a weekend stabbing attack at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. 11 people wounded.
Grand Traverse County Sheriff Michael Shea.
It appears that these were all random acts.
He says a 42-year-old Michigan resident not known to police was taken into custody.
I want to acknowledge that there was citizen involvement in assisting in taking the individual into custody.
Social media video shows shoppers, including one with a gun, surrounding the man in the parking lot before police arrived. One witness says they told the man to drop the knife, and he said, "I don't care, I don't care," before someone tackled him. Audio courtesy Traverse City Record Eagle Scott Harmson. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks are mixed on Wall Street at the moment. The Dow trading about 62 points lower, while the NASDAQ is 55 points higher. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans about religious faith.
The latest poll finds a lot of us still identify as Christians. 41% say they are Protestants. However, the next largest faith group is those who have no faith. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion now account for 28% of the U.S. population. Rounding out the rest of the nation are Catholics at 19% and all other religions at 10%. People of no faith remain the fastest growing group in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italy's constitutional court has ruled that non-biological mothers in a same-sex union are entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father and therefore entitled to bonding time with a newborn. The court found that a 2001 decree on parental leave is unconstitutional because it does not recognize non-biological mothers in lesbian civil unions. This is SRN News. Well, just when you thought you heard it all, something like this comes along.
There was a lot of paddling and a fair amount of barking going on at the UK Dog Surfing Championship, where a whippet named Margo and her human, Carl Barnes, won the contest. While not technically surfing, it was more like paddleboarding, with the dogs decked out in swimwear and life jackets along for the ride. Mark Reeves is the organizer.
We love dogs and we don't want them to be stressed or anything like that. So we've got a vet over there. We've got a dog behaviorist that trains dogs every Sunday at our surf school.
Three world records were broken according to Guinness World Records, including fastest 50-meter sprint on a paddleboard and the number of dogs taking part in the 50-meter paddleboard race, plus the most dogs on a giant paddleboard. I'm Julie Walker.
More details can be found at srnnews.com.